This podcast is for educational purposes only, as well as to give you general information and a general understanding of the law, not to provide specific legal advice. By listening to this podcast, you understand that there is no attorney-client relationship between you and the host of the show. This podcast should not be used as a substitute for competent legal advice from a licensed professional attorney in your state. Hello, and welcome to Business Wise with your host, John Estefanos. John is a licensed attorney in California, a real estate broker, and a serial entrepreneur. His goal is to educate and inspire business owners and entrepreneurs everywhere to achieve their dreams and set up their business to achieve the most success possible.
Welcome to Business Wise. I'm your host, John. How is everyone doing? I hope you guys are having a great week. I'm having a fantastic week. Again, very busy at work, but I am very, very excited to be here talking to you guys and taking the time to do this. I really enjoy it. And today, before we start, I read a little quote that I want to share with you guys. And I like doing this kind of before we start our episode, is just kind of, you know, anything I see throughout the week or read, I like to share with you guys if I feel that it's got some substantive side to it. But so I read a quote and it says, "To be successful, you have to have your heart in your business and your business in your heart." And I read that and I thought, wow, this is very true. If you want to succeed, you have to put everything you have into your business. You can't just put 99%. You have to be in all the time at 100% every day of the week. And I want to encourage all of you business owners out there and entrepreneurs to do this so that you can achieve optimal success. I think if you don't do that, you will not reach that ultimate success level at 100%. So I really feel like you gotta give it everything you have. Today I want to talk to you guys about some government agencies and or departments that almost everyone that has a business will have to deal with in one way, shape, or form. And the purpose of this discussion is not to tell you everything about each department, because some of these department and agencies do a lot more than even cater to business owners. But I want to kind of have a discussion so that you are familiar with these departments, that you are familiar with how they function, that you are familiar with what they expect from you, and so that you could better stay in compliance. Because if you know what they want and you know what they look for, then hopefully you can adapt a system that will keep you compliant. And the first one is the Internal Revenue Service. And again, that usually is abbreviated as the IRS, as many of you are familiar with. And what they do is that they are responsible for handling all of the business and personal tax filings on the federal side for the entire country. Okay, again, this is the IRS, federal, and that's what they are responsible for. Now, they are also responsible for the payroll taxes that get collected on the federal side. If you are an employer and you have employees working for you and you pay them a W-2 wage, then you are supposed to deduct that employee's share of taxes. And the taxes go into two areas. One, the IRS, and two, the state, which we will talk about in a little bit. So that's what the Internal Revenue Service is in charge of. And as I start talking about each of these organizations and or agencies, I will also discuss whether or not these agencies can come in and audit you as a business. And the IRS is one of these agencies that can definitely come in and audit you as a business or audit you personally. So they come in and they audit you personally to make sure that one, you've claimed all your income, and two, you've paid the appropriate taxes that you were supposed to pay. If you got a refund for some reason, then they make sure that you got the right refund or you actually qualify for that refund. On the business side, the IRS will come in to make sure that one, you declared all your income, and two, that all the business expenses and deductions that you took were taken the right way. In other words, you did not fabricate or exaggerate on any of the expenses. So that's what the IRS looks for. That's what they would audit you for if they came in and audited you. That's the type of audit that you should expect. The next agency is the Franchise Tax Board. Okay, the Franchise Tax Board is very similar to the IRS and how they can audit you. However, this is a body of, this is a branch or a body of California. Okay, so this is the state talking here, and they do the same exact thing. They are monitoring all business filing and personal filing to make sure that everybody is in compliance, and those businesses that file tax return did so by declaring all of their income, taking the appropriate expenses, and not, again, exaggerating or fabricating or taking expenses or deductions that they should not have taken. And they do the same exact thing on the personal. And they can come in and audit the same exact way. That is the Franchise Tax Board. So you can think of the Internal Revenue Service and the Franchise Tax Board. They kind of do almost the same exact thing. It's just different. They are different, powers, I guess. One is the federal government and one is the state. So, again, you have to be in compliance. I cannot stress that enough. You have to do things the right way so that if they come and audit you personally or your business, you can survive such an audit. The next agency I want to discuss is the California Department Tax and Fee Administration. This agency often is abbreviated as the CDTFA. And this agency is a state agency, and they are responsible for or in charge of making sure that every business that collects sales tax from their consumers pays the state sales tax back to the state. And again, if you are in the service business, you will not have to deal with CDTFA because most service businesses don't collect sales tax on account that services are not taxable and only goods are. So CDTFA is responsible for all tax: sales tax, use tax, fuel tax, tobacco tax, alcohol tax, cannabis tax. So all these products that are being sold, if they are taxed, then the business owner collects that tax. He is sort of they trust you to kind of hold that money and then give it to them when the time is appropriate or necessary. This is not your money, folks. Please do not think this is your money. In other words, if you sell a product and you sell a product for $10 and you happen to be in a city that charges 8% sales tax, that means you are going to charge 80 cents on that $10. Therefore, you will sell that item for $10.80. Well, only $10 of that item is yours, and the 80 cents have to go to the state. That is called sales tax. And most businesses pay sales tax either monthly or quarterly. The CDTFA gets to decide which businesses will file monthly and which businesses will file quarterly. And they make that determination internally based on the nature of the business. And yes, CDTFA can audit you. And when they audit you, it's bad, it's messy. And they audit you to see, number one, did you report all those sales that were supposed to be taxable? Did you report them all? And number two, if you reported all your sales, all your sales that were taxable, did you pay the appropriate sales tax? Very, very serious audits when they happen. I've been through them. I've represented numerous clients through sales tax audits, is what we call them in the industry. Definitely not something you want to have hanging over your head, or something that you have happened to you. So try to stay in compliance with paying all the required sales tax. The next agency is California Secretary of State. This agency, unlike all the others, will not usually audit you. And this agency is in charge basically of every entity filing in the state. And they're the ones that monitor the corporations, make sure that they are in good standing. And what they're really known for is gathering the statement of information that happens on a yearly basis. And a statement of information is basically a document that gets filled out. It's a one-page document. It lets the state know, and therefore the public, because it's a public record, lets the public know who the officers and the responsible managing individuals of an entity are. So that's what the statement of information is for. It gets renewed once a year. You pay $25 to renew it, and that's pretty much it. So California Secretary of State, they're the ones that give you your entity status, and then after that, they're the ones that keep you active, and that's pretty much it. They are not so much a taxing agency like most of the ones we talked about, but that's what they do. The next agency that I want to discuss is the Employment Development Department. Sorry, and they are in charge of basically monitoring businesses to make sure that when a business has an employee and that employee is paid a hourly or salary, paid basically a W-2 income, that employee pays their fair share of taxes, but this time to the state. Okay, this is the state talking. It's basically saying, hey, listen, employees need to pay their share of payroll taxes. And the reason you have to deal with them as a business, that's because you are the ones that hire the employee, and therefore you have to collect the taxes and give it to the state. So remember, personal income tax gets paid to the federal government and the state. Payroll taxes get paid to the federal government and the state. So you got to always remember that and the structure. Always think federal, state. Federal is just another word for IRS, state. Okay. And that way you don't get things mixed up. So I don't have any other agencies to talk about. There are more. I picked the very, very, you know, common ones, the popular ones that most business owners have to deal with on a day-to-day basis or a monthly basis. Look, I tell you this stuff again so that you can understand who these agencies are. It is very important. If you get in trouble with any of these agencies, your life will be miserable as a business owner. I don't want this to happen to you. And I want you to be in compliance. I know that it's difficult out there. I know that you are busy. I'm a business owner as well. I have 3 businesses. I feel you. I understand you. I know that that slowing down and sometimes paying attention to this stuff is just near impossible. But I want you to try and do it. You must. Part of being a successful business owner and making money and growing and expanding is to be in compliance with these government agencies. Because guess what? If you're not, you're not going anywhere. You're going to be in trouble. You're going to be paying for your mistakes. And that's the purpose of this show, is to educate you, to inform you, to provide you with knowledge so that you are in compliance, so that you know how to run your business, so that you can expand, grow, and make lots of money. That is my goal for every single business owner that I come in contact with. I want you to reach that, you know, just that level of success where you are like, this is it. I'm at 100%. That's my job. I want to get you there. So again, pay attention to these agencies. Don't say you've never heard of them, because if you listen to this episode, you just did. Get people to help you, get professional help, CPAs, accountants, payroll companies, attorneys, if you don't know what you're doing. Again, another very, very good area to spend money in. Don't be conservative on the spending when it comes to this, because this stuff can really make or break you, and I want all of you to succeed. All right, I think this is it for today, for this episode. Next week, we will have another episode. We are going to dive into some very, very exciting topics that we'll discuss next week and the following week. I think the next maybe 3 episodes are extremely exciting. And until then, I want you guys to have a very, very good rest of your week. Stay safe, stay healthy. Please subscribe and rate. Follow me on Instagram at BusinessWise Podcast, and let me know any topics you would like discussed.
This podcast is for educational purposes only, as well as to give you general information and a general understanding of the law, not to provide specific legal advice. By listening to this podcast, you understand that there is no attorney-client relationship between you and the host of the show. This podcast should not be used as a substitute for competent legal advice from a licensed professional attorney in your state.